On the show today, we have PSU's Gene Fredrickson talking about his recent appointment to the Global Forum to Advance Cyber Resilience, so check it out. You got some big news on your end of the world there. You've been appointed to the Global Forum to Advance Cyber Resilience, and you're kind of representing credit unions, so congratulations.
Thank you.
How does it feel?
It feels like a big job, but it also feels like something that really needs to be addressed.
Yep, I agree. And so, I mean, how does it feel to kind of represent credit unions? I mean, it's kind of cool that credit unions are on the radar in this organization.
Well, I think, from my perspective, it's a recognition that the 6,000-7,000 credit unions in the United States are a significant part of the financial infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And it's, it's important that they also be resilient, that they look at their cybersecurity, and that they have a voice in the new standards and regulations that are going to be coming out of an effort like this.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. This is something that's always evolving. It's never going to go away, or at least in our lifetime, probably. But it's something that's pretty darn prevalent. I mean, but before we get a little bit deeper into that, can you tell us a little bit about the Global Forum for those who may not know about it?
Sure. The Global Forum really started out of a government initiative. And it goes back to the old saying that the nice thing about standards is there are so many to choose from. Right? So,
like that.
And resilience, or cyber resilience, was really the same way. There are multiple standards, multiple approaches in the U.S. And then when you get abroad, mm-hmm. there are all different kinds of ones. So what's good practice? What's the base?
Yeah.
What is, where should you start? What are the things we should all be doing? So when we talk to each other, we know that we've got a common base of resilience and resistance mm-hmm. to attack mm-hmm. because the internet's really a caustic place.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what this is really all about. It was started as an effort to get people together talking on the same language, starting at the government perspective.
Mm-hmm.
They very clearly understood quickly that the industry, all types of industry,
yeah.
financial services, manufacturing, everything had to be involved. And then it spread quickly to some of the foreign entities, the people for ISO, the people with a few of the others that need to be involved if this is going to be a global initiative.
Yeah, no doubt. And so, yeah. I mean, what are your duties? What do you get to do?
Well, my duties are to bring my experience. I guess that's a good way of calling me an old guy.
No,
right?
come on now.
but to bring my experience, to bring that flavor, that financial services, that credit union specific flavor mm-hmm. to the table. So when we're talking about these things, that it's truly a consortium and a sharing of information mm-hmm. across the global forum.
Mm-hmm.
The meetings are going to be hosted in Washington, D.C. at a university. Great place, great working experience.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So what do you think your appointment says about the credit union industry? I mean, like we said at the top of the show, I mean, we're definitely on the map, and
yeah.
especially when it comes to cybersecurity, because everyone's worried about their money and who's going to take it and who's not going to take it and how we protect it, more importantly.
Sure. Well, first of all, it says that you're absolutely right. We're on the map. There's a recognition that that the credit unions across the country are a significant part, not just of the infrastructure, the financial services infrastructure, but they're core to really maintaining the public trust in the financial services industry.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's why we do what we do, right?
We
don't do security for security's sake. It's all about maintaining that public trust.
Yeah.
It's maintaining people's confidence in using the credit union credit card and mm-hmm. going to the credit union and getting that recognition and that centering on the credit union and the credit union customers is really what I'm all about. How does what we're going to do bring value and some common sense and also then looking at the size, looking at the resources of a typical credit union, what's realistic for them to do.
Mm-hmm.
So uh, it's uh, it's a lot. As you can tell, my mind is still going.
I can imagine.
We haven't really had our first meeting yet. Okay. So I think that it's going to be dynamic. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, so what you guys are going to be talking about during your meetings will be obviously the latest trends and what things have been done in the past to help fight or curtail what's going on and what steps we can take to move forward in fighting this. Because, I mean, it's always changing. You know, it's not sure. just some random guy in a basement anymore. These are like, you know, highly intelligent folks or crime right. syndicates or networks rather that are doing this stuff now. So, and that results, you know, having governments taking action and that type of stuff pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's, you're right. The bad guys never take a day off. And so it's, what we're talking about is you can't anticipate every threat. But you've got to talk about an infrastructure that allows you to be agile, that allows you to respond quickly mm-hmm. and effectively to whatever threat is coming down the pipe.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one of my old bosses told me, you're going to get in trouble. Everybody gets in trouble. You're judged on what you do when you get in trouble.
Exactly.
And how you respond and how you recover and how you reach out and treat and communicate to your customers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the core infrastructure.
Yeah.
How do we build that? It's not going to be use this tool and use this tool. It's how does it work? How does the system work? Yeah. How does it work?
Yeah, and you're hearing this stuff on a daily basis from credit unions nationwide. It's like, oh, this is what happened today, or this is what happened last week.
Sure.
Here's how we did it, or you're providing advice or ways to avoid this type of stuff. So, I mean, you're like right there on the front lines, which is great.
Yeah, well, and not just from the credit unions, but from all the intelligence feeds.
Oh, okay.
Looking at everything that's happening around the world, the new threats, the new methods, and also educational programs.
Mm-hmm.
As the technical defenses get tougher, the bad guys are looking more and more at coming after the associates, calling mm-hmm. do pretext calling, to do social engineering. So we're really going to look at that whole broad spectrum of what resilience means.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like the sophistication is off the charts when it's coming to this stuff now. It gets more and more advanced every year.
It is. I mean, we have to be right a million times a day. The bad guy only has to be right once.
Yeah.
So it's... I've been saying that for years, and I'm hoping someday it won't be true, but now we're still there.
Well, I mean, it's folks like you throughout our industry, and there's a whole bunch of sharp people in this industry that are really keeping it at bay the best we can. And like you said, gosh, it just takes once, but man, if we can just keep, you know, a few steps ahead, we'll be okay for the most part.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. That's our drive.
Indeed. All right, Gene. Well, let's see here. Gosh, anything else to wrap up? I mean, congratulations again for you know, representing our industry and, again, keeping two or three steps ahead of these folks who are trying to get at our identities, our money, and who knows what else they're after.
Sure. And, you know, it's – again, I'll just close with the reason, again, that we're doing this is to make sure we maintain – the member confidence, to do business with the credit unions, because it's our job to protect the information that they entrust to us.
Yeah.
That's what our job is all about, and serving the credit unions and our customers is what my job is all about. So I'm going to do it to the best of my ability, and thanks for your support and your kind words.
Oh yeah, we'd love to get the word out about this type of stuff. So it's vitally important these days.
All right.
The more we're online, the more we're mobile, the more important this stuff is. So it's
absolutely
good to have folks like you out there representing us. So thank you very much, Gene. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.